Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thanks to all the panelists for the excellent presentations. I'll be brief and I do not pose a question given the late hour, but just a word of caution from our delegation as well, not to exclude in our deliberations the existing technology and not to exclusively look at technology that does not yet exist. We are convinced that we can learn a lot from looking at existing systems that have a certain autonomy, including automatic or semi-autonomous systems. For instance, by looking at such systems which already exist, we can see if they can be used in compliance with international law and in particular international humanitarian law, and we can identify parameters that foster the compliance with international law in particular. And this is why Switzerland has proposed in its working paper on the compliance-based approach to cast the net rather widely in terms of a preliminary working definition. So it is in our view really important not to exclude weapons with certain characteristics. A more narrow definition might be necessary at the later stage when we are discussing regulatory approaches. But for the moment, in that stage of the discussion, we think it's important to have an inclusive approach. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.